Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to receive these ministrations every day. And then go to or join us on the prayer hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. If you have subscribed to our YouTube and Facebook, then listen to our radio broadcast daily uploaded into our YouTube and Facebook. TPGF and listeners in other parts of the world, join us 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time if you are able. Be consistent. Everything about you will change. Welcome to Tuesday, 28th day in April, as usual. Open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen, I receive it. May your heavens open today and showers of blessings coming down for you. You won't know dry season anymore. I use Psalm 1 verse 3 to pray for everyone. It says the righteous shall be as a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its due season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Thus says the Lord of hosts, is describing you there. So I say to your life, be fruitful. I say again, you will not wither, no matter the weather. From today, your blessing shall no longer be seasonal. Your sales, your contract, your huge turnover, your anointing flow shall no longer be seasonal. You shall be all seasons blessings person. On the other hand, someone is under the sound of my voice now. You suffer from a seasonal sickness. That pain, that ailment, that affliction comes at a particular time of the year. Maybe rainy season or summer, winter, or autumn, or dry season. In the year, middle of the year or end of the year, a woman listening to me now, your menstrual flow comes with serious pain, with cramps every month. Seasonal flow, monthly flow that so many women do without any pain. Yours is something else. For this group of people, lay hand on your bosom or stand in the gap for your loved ones suffering from any of these. And let me pray. From today, seasonal or monthly affliction, go. Leave your victims now in the name of Jesus. No one will suffer seasonal problem anymore. God has intervened for you and your loved ones. You are set free. Say amen. I receive it. April 28th celebrant, your birthday prayers. I pray for your birthday and your new age. May the Lord bless you. You will live long and you will live well. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to the second day of the questions and answers weeks. Let's listen attentively and be applying this truth to our lives. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy. I noticed something about my family pattern. We don't get married the proper way. It's either we got pregnant first, then we do introduction, and it ends there. Maybe after so many years, we will now go and do proper marriage. It happened to my late mother. It's happening to me and my sisters. This is giving me a great concern because I don't want it to extend to my children. I have fasted and prayed about it. Is there anything else I can do to stop this pattern? And can it even be broken at all without any consequence? Wow, yes, it can be broken and it has to be broken. That's an evil pattern in the family. First of all, there should be proper understanding of Christianity in that family. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Getting pregnant first, before introduction or even wedding, is evil before God. It is fornication. No other name for it. Many parents even encourage their sons and daughters to do so. They will say they want to know if the son can perform and if the woman is capable of conception. Arrant nonsense. What happened if conception will not happen on time? The lady, the young girl will just be used and dumped. That is evil. Many Christians are such families, even claim to be Christian family. You know, they are nominal Christians. That evil cycle or pattern will break over your children if they are properly born again and they join a good church where the word of God is well taught and practiced. Pregnancy before marriage is an ungodly act. Hebrews 13:4, he says marriage must be honorable. The bed must not be defied. So it is not just fasting and praying that will do the work. It is getting properly born again, having the Spirit of God and knowing God's word and living true to it. What is popular may not be necessarily right. A young man or woman taking themselves to bed before wedding is, whether it's for pregnancy or for pleasure, is sinful before God Almighty. Next, good morning, Daddy. When giving money for house rent or to complete a building project or for a business, does one need to pay tithe on that money? Thank you, sir. I've answered these questions severally on this program. But, you know, so many people are joining us every day. We need to be saying some other things again and again. No, money sent for building a house should go straight to building that house. The house is not yours. The money is not yours. So it is not money you earn. It was sent for specific purpose. Let it go directly for that purpose. There should be no tithing on it. But money sent to pay house rent or to enhance your business is different. It all depends on the faith of the person concerned. If you see it as an income, pay tithe on it. But if you don't have faith to see it so, then don't pay. There is no sin about it at all. If it is by faith, expect God's reward. In these other two cases, the faith of the person receiving the money is what is required. If money sent for business is another person's business, then you have no right to pay tithe except the person asks you to do so. Tithe, I say again, is payment on one's new income or net profit from somebody's business or income. Tithe is not required if it is not your money. Next, good morning, Daddy. In fasting, can someone drink water early in the morning and still continue with the fast? Wow, oh yes. Water is not food. It does not nourish the body. Yes. It cleanses the body in fasting, especially long fasting. Drinking water occasionally is required so that you are well hydrated and not harm your internal organs. Water does not stay in the body. It goes in, cleanses, and then you wheel it out. Next, I take care of my late father's sister. I later discovered she uses the money I sent to her to visit Babalawo and stuff. I am a Christian and not comfortable with that. Should I stop my allowances for her and allow her to suffer? Or what do I do? The son is irresponsible. Wow. By God's grace, because you've been giving her money for food, she will listen to you. When you impact people's life by giving them money or such things, you gain influence over them. That gives you the opportunity to preach Christ to her. She is going to Babalawo's because she is afraid and she does not know better. You are already showing her love. Now show her Christ. Assist her to locate a good church, Bible-based and Bible-preaching church, practicing church. She will start going to Babalawo once he's truly and genuinely born again and is taught the word of God. Don't stop helping her financially. It's a privilege that God gave you, and you should be grateful for it. Wow. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Listeners that have contributions to make on all the four issues discussed today and issues discussed every day should send it in. I always appreciate your contribution. Rebroadcast this to your contact. Do so daily. Now, this Thursday, April 30, we have two programs. One, the regular weekly prayer mountain service, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. in all our centers across the nation. The second service is the two services will be live streamed. So join us online. That same Thursday, is the 30 minutes crossover vigil, 10 minutes to 12 midnight to 20, 25 minutes after midnight. 30 minutes only, crossing over from April to May. Set your alarm clock to 11:30 p.m. to wake you up on Thursday if you sleep early. The second day, Friday, May 1, is the first no more delay service. 8 a.m. is a public holiday. It will hold at Dominion City, Adeloju bus stop, Ibadan, transmitted all over the world. The second no more delay will come up in Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, on Friday, June 12th, which is also a public holiday, walk-free and traffic-free. Please be there. Don't be absent and come early. All delays shall be canceled. Month is ending. If you are a monthly tither to God on this platform, battle, thanksgiving, partnership, commitment, see soar, please start doing it. If as somebody suggested, it should be called victory seed instead of battle seed. Well, when God takes over your battle, it becomes victory. So do yours, and the Lord bless you. Our seed for the month is still 4444. Many people are doing it. Month 4 is not yet gone. Do your own. In May, we shall move to seed 5555. In fact, some people have already started sending their seed for the month of May. 55555. Amazing. I wonder, and I thank God for the understanding of tithing and seed sowing on this platform. God will keep enlarging you. God will keep blessing you. Those sowing the seed of 8,000 naira, we are still receiving it, and I am blessing you. What you set out to do shall be done. You will end this month strong. You will start the new month well. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.